Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of May 2016, and this is the 366th Mole Out Loud podcast. I have to admit, I'm feeling a little bit exhausted. I have just missed two buses coming back from town. The first one I missed because I had misremembered the new timetable, and I saw it whizzing by from across the road. And the second one I was dawdling with, and I suddenly saw it again, and it was actually ahead of schedule. So I spent much longer in town than I'd intended to. And the second time, or the first time rather, I missed the bus. No, the second time I missed the bus proved to be rather expensive, because I found myself going into a shop where I found a duplicate of a very, very favourite scarf that I lost a few years ago, but had had for years and years, decades even. The replacement scarf is a very superior being to the first one, and it cost much more than I would ever normally have spent on a scarf. But it is beautiful, and so I'm accompanying this podcast with a photograph of it. It was a total indulgence. It would have been very, very much cheaper if I had caught a taxi home instead of a bus. However, that's what happened. But the reason I was in town was because I wanted to go to an exhibition. I think I mentioned on Monday that I'd intended to go to the museum because there was an exhibition on there that was about to close that I really wanted to see. In fact, I thought there were two exhibitions I wanted to see. One was 1950s interiors, and the other was about post-war migrant women, or women who had migrated to Australia from Europe in the post-war period. It turned out that actually they were both the same exhibition, and it is the very last days. I think it's up for two more days. And it was an interesting exhibition, but my reaction to it has been very, very mixed. It was quite a small exhibition. And the way it's been, the way it has been curated is what I wanted to say, is that there are a series of furnished spaces, like small living rooms or bedrooms or dining rooms, and they're very, very well done. They really look lived in, and those spaces have been used to display a lot of things that these women brought with them, and photographs, and then there are memories also kind of indicated in various places. So that kind of worked very well visually, but I found it very claustrophobic, and I don't know quite why that is, whether it's because the spaces were so small, or because they reminded me so much of places I had known but not felt comfortable in when I was a child, or whether my discomfort was more that these women had come to Australia just about the time that my family, migrated from England to Switzerland. And so there's that same sense of leaving things behind, and then freezing ourselves in some ways in the past that was England rather than the present that was Switzerland. So there were a few different levels of discomfort. And another one, I think, was that there was really no context for these displays. So we didn't really get to know anything much about the people's lives, and I really find that an important aspect of remembering who people are. The visual objects are great, but without the context, something gets lost. And I suppose also that the last reason I felt uncomfortable was that this was the time, well, this wasn't the time, this was 10 years later than the people whose letters I'm translating at the moment, the Viennese Jewish family trying to escape from Europe. It's 10 years later than those letters. And that is so much context for it, and it felt quite odd not to have that relationship, the migration really kind of relating to what was happening in Europe. So there were some recorded interviews which I'm sure did kind of expand on that a bit, but I wasn't quite sure. Anyway, I felt totally drained when I came out. And I still feel a bit drained now. So I've come back and I've made myself a really nice pot of tea with a bit of ginger in it to pep me up. So it's my favourite brew of black tea and ginger and roasted barley. I haven't been drinking it for a while because I have it with milk, and I've been off milk while I've had this cold. It's really nice to have it again. And so I'm hoping that will wake me up again, because I'm having a, what are they called, a creativity webinar with Michael Nobbs and whoever else turns up in an hour and a half, and I really want to be a bit alert for that. I also want to be alert for this and talking to you, of course. I do hope that whatever you have decided to do today or did decide to do today, that it enriches what you're doing and doesn't exhaust you, doesn't drain you, or if it does drain you, that the draining was in a good cause. If not, I hope you can rest up with a cup of tea and try again tomorrow. Have another go at whatever you're trying to do, or whatever you are doing. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.